From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Syrian State Television is reporting that a suicide bomber in a car blew himself up in central Damascus Sunday, killing at least 8 people and wounding a dozen more. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights put the death toll at 12. Syrian security forces said they destroyed the 2 other would-be bombers at the entrance to the city before they could do damage. Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has declared that the Islamic State caliphate is over. U.S. Army Colonel Pat Work and a small team of about a dozen soldiers are on the ground in western Mosul, where American troops are taking on an increasingly prominent role in the fight against the Islamic State. Colonel Work is a U.S. military advisor.
ISIS had 2.5 years to prepare a defense of Mosul, and it's a vast city with a large population. And they put together a formidable defense, and it was a defense that any army would have a hard time dealing with. But the Iraqi security forces have doggedly continued to attack. And over the last 120 days on the west side of the city, they've gotten to the point where they have ISIS into its final pocket of defense.
The gains in Mosul's old city are bringing Iraqi troops closer to victory over the Islamic State militants, who captured Iraq's second largest city in 2014. During the recent push to recapture Mosul, thousands of residents have sought refuge elsewhere. President Trump will hold separate telephone conversations today with the leaders of Japan and China. The White House says the talks are likely to be about Mr. Trump's growing frustration with North Korea and its series of recent missile tests. The conversations precede a meeting of G20 leaders in Germany later in the week, where Mr. Trump is slated to hold bilateral meetings with the leaders of China, Japan, and South Korea. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.